Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose Son, Jesus, is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Be seated.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with a request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read together Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his namesake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil,
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A reading from the Revelation to John. I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you're the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are those who will come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you.
Be seated, please. Something I omitted in my conversation with Christian and Aurora the other day was about the mechanics of receiving Holy Communion. So it's good for you to know that. You'll line up with your family. I will come by with the host, the body of Christ, we say. I'll put it in your hand. And the way we're receiving communion this morning, you just go along with your family. You're probably what we call, because we can't call anything by its easy name, we Episcopalians call this intinction. We'll dip the host, a little wafer, into the wine, the blood of Christ. And just as you're baptized into this family, this particular family today, that is the meal that we share in common. I mean, a particular meal, a sacred meal, that reminds us of the meal that Jesus shared with his disciples. So I think that ends your instruction for today. Those names, Christian and Aurora, could hardly be more apt for this occasion. Christian, almost self-explanatory on this day, that these two officially become Christians in their own right. Aurora, in Greek and many other languages, means dawn, on this day of the dawning of their life in Christ. Christian and Aurora's godparents, who answer on behalf of her. I love this thing about the godparents. You'll see it in the baptismal liturgy. They don't say, she will do this. She says, they make the promises in their own name on behalf of Aurora. That always touches me. I think that's an important part of this liturgy. And they answer as if they were being baptized this day because they're answering for Aurora. And among those questions are these. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Will you follow and obey him as your Lord? Well, these two have heard and read and been told a bit about Jesus in their young lives. And today, we set them on a path to hear and read and learn a great deal more about him. Jesus' life on earth and his story are presented to us in the Bible. Even though it's a pretty, think about it, it's a pretty brief statement of an entire 33-year life. Still, at times it's quite detailed and complicated, and the story can be challenging for thinking people in the 21st century. If there's any shorthand for the purpose of Jesus' life and death and resurrection, we find that, I believe, best in his own words as we have received them. The most pertinent of those seems to me to be the following. Love God with all of yourself, mind, body, spirit. Love your neighbor as yourself in your best moments of loving yourself. That can be problematic for some of us. Feed my sheep, as we read in last week's gospel, meaning take care of folks who can't take care of themselves. A kind of tacit corollary to this, I think, is encourage and equip those who can take care of themselves so they're not needlessly dependent on others and can become part of that force of love of caring for others. It is by doing these things and holding these attitudes that we Christians fulfill our baptismal promise to follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, there's a lot more to what happens in baptism. More and more wonderful parts of the baptismal covenant. I thought I was going to get by without mentioning it this time, but I never do. I suppose we're not supposed to have favorites, but my favorite among those things that we say in the baptismal covenant is, will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. Because our Lord knows us, we know ourselves, we make our best promise and mean it down to our toes. And yet we're going to need to call on that forgiveness often. It's not needed. It's among all of those wonderful parts. But I believe that and all of the rest of this merely expands on the fairly straightforward questions and answers we've just considered. Love God, love your neighbor, take care of each other. The readings for today also speak to this essential matter of personal relationship with God and Christ. It's in this sheep and shepherd language, like these two examples. Well, there's the collect for today, that prayer with which we began, in which we affirm that our Lord calls us each by name, and that's what we do in part in baptism. Another rather archaic at this point term for baptism is christening, which we've come to understand as naming someone or something, like a boat. And we give that name on this day. We read the 23rd Psalm today because it's in the list, because our lectionary says that on this day of the Christian calendar, it just comes up. It's the 23rd Psalm appointed for us to read today. We read it yesterday as well at Laverne Broad's funeral. How fitting it is at both the beginning of our Christian life at baptism and at the end of our earthly life, knowing that we have been shepherded all the way. Today, I'm struck by the psalmist telling us that the Lord makes us lie down in green pastures. That's particularly good news for some of us who find it difficult to slow down, take a nap, for example. The Lord leads us beside still waters. How literally refreshing to be led in such a way that we're aware of still waters, God's constant love for us. Occasionally, running on a trail beside a pond or stream, I discover I've been led to a peace and calm. I find it hard, sometimes impossible, to conjure on my own. That's grace. The King of Love, my shepherd is, we sang a few moments ago in that beautiful paraphrase of Psalm 23. Though kings and shepherds may not be part of daily life for most of us, I know there are some exceptions among the people who sit here right now today, but we have all known what it is to feel love for someone and to be loved by someone. Like our mothers, for example, on this Mother's Day. That love finds its unimaginable epitome in this family to which we welcome Christian and Aurora today. A family in which God loves every single one of us and all of us together and calls us all to love one another and those around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The candidates for baptism and I will now drift over toward the baptismal font. And so it changes our arrangement a little bit. You all can circle around a little more so that it bunch up so I can see you all. That's great. That's wonderful. Now, my next line is that candidates, well, but I'm not saying that yet. After I say that, the sponsors, godparents of
Christian will present him with the words that are written right there. So it makes it easy. Then, after that, godparents and family, all of you, will do the same for Aurora. Here we go. The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present Christian King Almendarez to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Do you desire to be baptized? I do.
I present Aurora Lynn Gray to receive the sacrament of baptism.
This question is directed to all of you who have presented her. Will you be responsible for seeing that Aurora is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help her to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Now, I'll ask this of Christian, will answer for himself, and the rest of you will answer for Aurora. If you need to look. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
It's for all of you to answer for Aurora at the same time. I heard you thinking it earlier. And you got in on the last of these three renunciations, so that's... Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
There we go. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Now, this question is... It's probably a good time for you to stand, all of you. And the question is directed to all of you, all of us, and conveniently your answer is printed right there. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support Christian and Aurora in their life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. This is for everyone again. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for Christian and Aurora, who are to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open Christian and Aurora's hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith of communion and in your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world and witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Lord, hear our prayer. It is right to give him thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gifts of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen.
Christian King Almendarez, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There you go. Your turn, Aurora. That's great, sweetie. Aurora Lynn Gray, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'll use it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works.
Amen.
Christian, you're sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. That's okay. I'm getting this. Aurora, you're sealed by... Go ahead. You want to stand up? Aurora, you're sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you two, if you can back up a little bit. You all have a bit to say here now. I'm going to ask you to welcome them, and those are the words with which you do that. So you two come with me. Let's just walk down the aisle. Let us welcome the new baptized.
We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. And share with us in his eternal priesthood.
You did that as well as I've ever heard anybody do. And now, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you, Christian.
Peace be with you.
Aurora, sweet. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Peace, Taylor, and everybody.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
It's Christian.
So, Lord.
Clean up some of my... Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Offer this holy sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God, we pray also for those for whom our prayers have been requested. For Justin, Jim, Maureen, R.G., Alan, Amelie, Ann, Jill, Greg, the Degater family, Carol, John, Karen, Janet, Martha and family, David, Sarah, Stephen, Chris, the people of Ukraine, George, Joey, Patty, Steve's family,
those in the military, Brian, James, Kevin, Jared, Jonathan, Trevor, Reed, Brian, Chris, Eric, for all in harm's way. For those who are traveling this week, Diane, Sherry, Carol, and Jim. For RG, who's having surgery on Thursday. For all who have died, especially Linda Hook, Steve Sacone, Laverne Broad, Lloyd Linehan, Sylvia Chiappino, James Taylor, and for all who mourn their passing. We pray in thanksgiving with all who are celebrating their birthdays this week. Cesar Arriaza, who celebrates his birthday today, Susan Wallace, Carol Guthrie, Roy Hoyce, and Isaiah Montemayor, and with Melinda and Sean Lovelace, who celebrate their wedding anniversary this week. Finally, let us pray for all the mothers among us today, for our own mothers, those living and those who have died, for the mothers who loved us and for those who fell short of loving us fully, for all who hope to be mothers someday, and for those whose hope to have children has been frustrated, for all mothers who have lost children, for all women and men who have mothered others in any way, those who have been our substitute mothers, and we who have done so for those in need, for the earth that bore us and provides our sustenance. We pray this all in the name of God, our great and living mother. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come into.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. Before the blessing, I'll invite you all to the parish hall. We're actually doing coffee hour today. I hope you all will join us there to help celebrate, continue the celebration. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.